It's Free Radio Skybird, music and culture for shortwave listening. Shortwave listeners, this is DJ Frederick, and you have tuned in Free Radio Skybird, a variety program broadcast every month on shortwave. Coming up in the program, we're going to hear Mini Indie Radio with DJ Steve, Voices from the Natural World, and One Deck Pete's Sounds of Shortwave. We're going to start with a tune by Jeff Eubank, from his album, A Street Called Straight. This is No Need for the Ground on Free Radio Skybird.
I've never seen you. Unclenched, a pat on the back. flapping of wings, your laughter resounds. Tell me all about yourself in one continuous life. What a fool I was to believe you could fly. But you're flying now, no need for the ground. Like the flapping of wind, your laughter resounds. But you're flying now, no need for the ground.
You're listening to Free Radio Skybird on 6070 kHz shortwave.
There was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest, back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. It was amazing. We could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and a creek nearby. I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
The government wants to close them down, but we want them to stay. They're playing sounds that we all like, so don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll, rhythm and blues with a lot of soul.
Some swinging DJs playing top 40 records, they can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations, what'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time of day or night.
Please don't take them away.
Please don't take them away.
Please don't take.
Here at Free Radio Skybird, we definitely love the pirate stations. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to hear Voices from the Natural World, plus One Deck Pete's Sounds of Shortwave. But first, we're going to dig into the Skybird mailbag. We received a very encouraging letter from listener Terry Colgan from Austin, Texas, in the USA. And Terry writes, I'm pleased to report reception of Free Radio Skybird via channel 292, 6070 kHz, from 1614 to 1658 UTC on the 9th of June, 2019. I heard you on a multi-user software-defined receiver connected to a PAORDT mini-whip antenna located in Enschede, Netherlands. Terry writes, this is the most interesting program I've heard on shortwave or pretty much anywhere in a long time. It's eclectic and included a great mix of music. I really enjoyed hearing the two songs by Jimmy James and the Vagabonds. Like most people, I suspect, I'd never heard of the group, so when I went to YouTube and listened to those two songs and a couple of others. Terry writes, I've been listening to shortwave off and on since 1958 and have heard 162 countries. While there aren't nearly as many stations on shortwave compared to 30 years ago, there's enough interesting programming, like your broadcast, to make up for it. Keep up the good work. I'll be listening to future shows. Thank you so very much, Terry. We do hope that you continue to enjoy the broadcasts. And we would be glad to hear from any and all listeners. Our postal address is Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, in the United States of America. Conversely, you could also email us. The email address is singinggrove, that's all one word, singinggrove at conknet, conknet.com. Our contact information is also up on a blog at freeradioskybird.blogspot.com. All right, let's check in with One Deck Pete and the sounds of the shortwaves.
One Deck Pete presents Sounds of the Shortwave. Wave. Thank you.
time creating she, this, sun, moon, stars, earth. Creating life when this is and when this is not. Power the sign in elephant, in monkey, in leopard, and in man. But what is man? In his arrogance, his belief in possession, and his forgetfulness. Time creating, lightning and rumble, the wet falling leaves and the swimming fish belong as well. And on another day, man sees the lightning, hears the thunder, and smells the scent of rain. He remembers time creating life when this is and when this is not. Tracks
featured in this summer mix were OMD with Radio Prague, AK with 2104, JJ Johansson No Time Yet Dub, Jasmine with Zam Creation Myth, and the final one was Rephaser with Interval Number 1 off Interval Signals on Rephaser with a z.bandcamp.com. As ever, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Pete, for being part of the crew here at Free Radio Skybird. And it's time for a segment here on Free Radio Skybird that celebrates the ocean, bird life, and the open sky. It's called Voices from the Natural World.
Here's a program from our archives. May 5th has been named International Dawn Chorus Day in appreciation of the spring mornings when the sun peeks over the horizon and birds everywhere erupt into song. The music is beautiful to humans, but how does this chorus sound to the birds themselves? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
If you look around in the animal kingdom for anything like dialects in the sounds that animals make, the strange thing is that apart from whales and dolphins, by far the best place to look is in songbirds.
Peter Mahler is a scientist with the University of California at Davis. He tells us that even in this mass of calls, birds are able to garner specific information by listening for certain characteristics of individual songs.
So these birds, as they're listening to one another, can tell the species of the singer, they can determine its local dialect, and they can also use individual features that are present in the song as a way of identifying each of their close neighbors.
Recent studies by Stuart Hulse at Johns Hopkins University have shown that some birds are especially adept at identifying their own species' songs. But not all birds listen for the same characteristics. Some have perfect pitch. They identify the frequency of a single note and use it to distinguish that call. Other types of birds don't listen for the different pitches, but for the length of the pauses between them. However they do it, the birds are remarkably accurate. Professor Hulse discovered that starlings, when played tapes of several different birds singing at once, could differentiate their own species' call about 80% of the time. See if you can identify one particular call from this dawn chorus.
This is Bird Note. The Dawn Chorus. Just before sunrise, birds begin to sing. One by one, then all together, their voices join to greet the new day. But which bird sings first? The timing of when a bird joins the chorus seems to depend on how well it can see in low light. Research shows that birds with bigger eyes and larger pupils that let in more light start to sing before other birds. In more dense environments, like the tropical forests of Ecuador, the first singers are those birds perched highest in the tree canopy, because the light hits that part of the forest first. As it spreads into the lower levels of the forest, the birds there join the chorus too. But still, within each level, birds with larger eyes sing first. That might be because they're the first birds to be able to see predators, so they feel confident enough to give away their location with song. Whatever the reason, dawn is when many birds put on their best show, singing faster, louder, and more frequently than they do at other times of the day. Take a moment tomorrow morning to step outside and listen. It's an experience not to be missed. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note comes from American Bird Conservancy, announcing Bringing Back the Birds, a new book exploring migration and preserving birdscapes in the Americas, with photos by Owen Deutsch.
Exploring Science and the Sea. A research vessel will be making some nice stops this year, from South Carolina to Bermuda to the Azores. Between those ports of call, it'll explore regions of the Atlantic Ocean that are largely uncharted. It'll map the ocean floor, take a look at coral reefs, and study the water. And it'll broadcast all of its work in real time, allowing scientists around the world, and all the rest of us too, to watch over its shoulder. Okeanos Explorer is the federal government's leading ship for scientific exploration. The 224-foot vessel is operated by NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. The former Navy vessel is based in Rhode Island, and it's been exploring the ocean since 2010. Most research vessels explore a single region or problem at a time. They try to answer specific questions about the oceans. Okeanos Explorer, on the other hand, explores broad areas, trying to gather as much information as possible for scientists to study. It has several sonar systems to map the ocean floor, plus instruments for studying the water. And it carries two small robotic submarines that can dive to about 20,000 feet. They take a close look at life on the ocean floor and occasionally grab samples to return to the surface. Most of the scientists involved with the mission stay ashore. They keep in touch through a high-speed satellite link. And all of the ship's observations are stored for later review by just about anyone, opening the oceans to the entire world. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
And that's Voices from the Natural World, here on Free Radio Skybird.
Not by me. I'm just sitting here hoping. Don't be afraid.
A set of new and forthcoming music from a great little record label here in the United States, Coal Mine Records. That set started off with Neil Francis in a tune called Changes. His album will be coming out this autumn in 2019. Then we heard a brand new 45 from the Freedom Affair called Rise Up. And finally, coming out in August, the Ike B Shakedown with a tune called Unqualified. All of those releases are available from Coal Mine Records. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird. I do hope that you're enjoying the variety of music here on Shortwave. And if you do, we would love to hear from you. The address is Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. Or you could communicate via email at singinggrove@conknet.com. And here at Free Radio Skybird, it is finally time for DJ Steve and Mini Indie Radio. Or is it?
Hi everybody, this is Steve. You are listening to Mini Indie Radio, which is an abbreviated version of my Mixcloud show, All Indie Radio. So I got a couple of tracks coming up for you I think would be pleasant for your listening ears. Wait, hey, what's going on? Torgo, I do believe that we finally pirated the airwaves.
Oh good, we're back once again, baby Bubba.
Calm down, Torgo, we gotta get to the music. Ah, welcome listeners, I'm Cherokee Jack, and you're listening to Mystery Science Radio on Shortwave, with my co-host Torgo. We have a third host. Radio's Frank is somewhere in the yellow submarine of love.
Maybe he's in the barracks.
I don't believe we have barracks here, Torgo. This is the yellow submarine of love.
Oh, well, what would we have here for our first track?
We've got something from a bit of the avant-garde of the 1967 band Bonzo Dog Duda Band.
Looks like you just said a bad word.
No, Duda Band.
Camp Down Races, sing the song, Duda, Duda.
Something like that, Torgo. So once again, here's the Bonzo Dog Duda Band with Look Out, There's a Monster Coming.
Where?
On 3-4.
Lonely, unmarried, looking for love, life was passing me by. So I sent off my photo, hobbies and age, magazine marriage I'd try. They say for centuries lovely Japanese girls have been trained in the art of pleasing men. Be lonely no more, open destiny's door. For $1 they arrange a meeting. My image was wrong, I didn't like me, so I changed my personality. I bought a deluxe Merseybeat wig, but it was a size too big. What confidence in my new built-up shoes, so smart for winter or summer, undetectable in normal everyday use. Look out, there's a monster coming. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye binoculars and Macintosh, everything is just great. I take elocution, learn to speak posh, but still I can't find a mate. Be popular, learn to play the guitar, in 7 days you could be strumming. Be sociable, learn kissing technique, look out, there's a monster coming. My canabi claws, I reshape my nose, plastic surgery's best. To cut down my weight, off comes my left leg, I pass the swimming costume test. Are my sideboards too long, don't my aftershave pong, I know my nude nose ain't running. What's wrong with my tie, am I getting too high? Look out, there's a monster coming. Disfiguring ugly, my facial hair, I had removed electrically. I rejuvenated my energy cells and regained my virility. Grunt, grunt, he put my hand on my heart, I ain't change any part. He had a machine for a mommy. Please be gentle with me, I come to pieces, literally. Look out, there's a monster coming. 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 Look out, there's a monster coming.
Finally, I got its signal back. Okay. Darn pirates. How dare they? What do they think this is, shortwave? Pirate radio stations? What do they think they're up to? Anyway, well, with that aside, I only have a limited time slot here, so I'd like to thank you guys for listening. This next track is by Peter Doran. From his album, Overhead the Stars, it's that lovely, simple track about simplicity, minimalism, and being mindful. It's Every Little Thing.
Every little thing you think that you need. Every little thing you think that you need. Every little thing that's just feeding your greed. Oh, I bet that you'd be fine without it. Every little thing that you gotta have. Every little thing that you gotta have. You gotta reach for and you gotta grab. Oh, I bet that you'd be fine without it. So take your eyes away, or take your eyes away. Every little thing that sparkles and shines. Every little thing that sparkles and shines. Driving you sweetly out of your mind, but I bet that you'll be fine without it. So take your eyes away, or take your eyes away. You're lusting for every little thing that you're lusting for. How did you ever get along before? Oh, I bet that you were fine without it. Or take your eyes away, or take your eyes away before you're tripping on the junk that's lying scattered all. The dusty and the scattered towards the don't shine anymore. Everyone you had to have, everyone you swore would satisfy your greedy heart for now and never, forever, forevermore.
thing that catches your eye. Every little thing, oh, that catches your eye. Gets under your skin and it won't be denied. Well, I bet that you'll be fine without it. Oh, I bet that you'll be fine without it. I bet that you'll be fine.
All right, guys, there it is, or there it was in this case. Mini Indie Radio. I'm going to bring this show back over to DJ Frederick for Free Radio Skybird. You guys have been listening.
This is Cherokee Jack. You're listening to Mystery Science Radio Shortwave. On this and other frequencies. Alright, just messing with you. It's DJ Frederick and Free Radio Skybird, and it's time for our theme tune. Once again, this is DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. We try to have fun and we love variety because variety is the spice of life and it keeps radio alive and interesting. So until next month, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.
Stars in the sky. again.